Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. I get around.
All right, it's a morning show presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Fourth and final hour this Thursday morning. Dave and Logan along with you. So is Bill Shanks getting around or is he a Beach Boy?
Yeah, well, we borrowed his iPod for what he's playing as he's slumming around Northport, Florida. Got him from spring training this morning. How cool is that? And how jealous are all of us? As we're looking at these temperatures in the 30s in Athens today. It's beautiful outside. It's just chilly.
Hey, Bill. How are you this morning?
Good morning, David. How are you? And I am in the parking lot. Very sunny but cool. It's about 48 degrees, I believe, here. It's supposed to be colder tonight. So it's not too much better. But, hey, David, I had someone, a friend of mine in Athens, was listening to you guys about an hour ago. And I turned it on too late, and evidently Logan admitted something very disparaging about his character.
That yeah.
He doesn't know WKRP in Cincinnati.
I'm sorry, man.
Not having seen it, he's never even heard of it.
I'll tell you what, Bill. What I'm going to do next segment is call my mom live on air and say, "How dare you not have me till the 1980s?" So I'll get her to apologize to everybody. No, but now that
We should have called defects on her.
Well, exactly.
You've got to have some homework and go watch.
I have.
And watch some WKRP episodes. It was actually from WQXI in Atlanta. But, David, do you remember by any chance the episode of The Preacher?
No, I'm not sure I do.
When the little Reverend Ed Pembroke came into the studio and said, "I got the devil on the run, and I'm coming back in."
So you're selling it for me here.
You got to watch that episode, Logan.
I will.
When someone told me that you had no clue about WKRP, I had to bring up the little Reverend Ed episode on YouTube just to get a laugh.
Oh, I got
to
go look at that myself.
So I've got the Reverend Ed, and I've got the turkey drop in my homework tonight.
The turkey drop is classic, but yes, the little Ned, little Reverend Ed, he's got the devil on the run.
It was classic.
Beautiful.
Although I was good with any episode that had Lonnie Anderson in it, so I was fine with that too.
Bailey Quarters and other things.
Jan Smithers, yes.
Jan Smithers, that's right. Yeah. I wonder what she looks like now. I wonder if she's had as much surgery as Lonnie.
I don't know, but one of our loyal. One of our loyal listeners, Stevie T, sent a good photo of Lonnie and Jan Smithers. It looked like it was like at Battle of the Network Stars or something. It was quite funny. It was good.
Oh wow!
Good stuff there.
Yeah, the Jan Smithers Lonnie Anderson debate was not like Marianne and Ginger for sure.
That's right. Well, anyway, Bill Shanks, our good friend of the show, we always appreciate him. BraveCentral.com. And, of course, the superstations.com. Should we fret over Freddie? What do you think? Can you talk us off the ledge, or what's the good word?
Yeah, he just met with everybody in the clubhouse, and he's fine. I think he's just got to take it a little slow. I mean, Freddie's so gung-ho about playing and getting back in there, and I think he feels so good compared to what he had been going through that he just pushed it a little too hard. And they say, no, this is normal. This is just something that he's got to slow down with, normal in the recovery. And so he should be back in a couple of days. But I think they just got to nurse it along to make sure he's okay and doesn't push it too much. Because when you come back off an injury, you want to get out there so much, especially when you are relatively pain-free comparatively. And I think he'll be fine.
Bill, first and foremost, I'm very jealous of where you are down in Northport. I would love to get down there and see that place pretty soon. But in your few days you've been down there sort of observing things, tell me about Marcelo Zuna, not necessarily his performance, how he's playing, what he's batting, but how is he sort of, mingling with Acuna and Albies and Freddie? How does he come off as being an Atlanta Brave just from your observations?
Well, I watched him a little bit in the outfield during batting practice on one of the days, and he and Azuna and Ozzie were out. He and Acuna, rather, and Ozzie were out there, and Ender. I mean, you know, the Latin players kind of stay with each other a little bit, obviously. But, no, I think he's fitting in well. Everybody had said when he was with St. Louis that he was going to fit in very well. He was a good clubhouse guy, so I haven't heard anything to the contrary. I mean, it looks like, and it's still early. I mean, we're 4 weeks away from opening day, so they still have a pretty long way to go here. But it looks like that everything is good as far as the chemistry in this clubhouse. I just talked to Chris Martin a few moments ago, the relief pitcher, and asked him, you know, do you feel like that the camaraderie is going to be here this year like it was the end of last season, which it was off the charts, obviously, at the end of last year, with just how they were, and they were winning and playing well. And he said, yeah, I think we've got a good chemistry in this clubhouse. And, I see the relievers talking a lot, the Will Smith and Darren O'Day and Grant Dayton and Chris Martin are kind of over there a lot, Luke Jackson. So I think everything looks good as far as that is concerned so far.
Talking with Bill Shanks, who's with us from spring training. Braves and Cardinals today, hopefully it won't be 11-0 after the first inning. I guess that wouldn't go well for spring training, would it? Who's pitching for the Braves today?
That's a good question.
Oh, no, it's back to King Felix.
Oh, that's right. It is back to King Felix. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
In fact, I just got their lineup.
So. Newcomb pitched yesterday and gave up a long home run and then settled down and struck out four batters in two innings. But, so Felix back around the second time today, yeah.
So what did you think of Newcomb yesterday?
You know, he looked good overall. I mean, give up, you know, I mean, he didn't give up a home run. He had a couple of hits and then it was kind of a sloppy first inning. I'm sorry. It was the Braves who had the home run. Bryce Ball, a big kid. But, no, Darno had the first home run. No, he looked good overall. I mean, it was a little bit of sloppy first inning, wasn't all him, but the stuff seemed good. I mean, it seemed crisp. And, I mean, they were playing the Orioles. My Lord, the Orioles are so bad. I mean, I'm like Googling, who the heck is this?
I was doing the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. It wasn't Doug DeCinces and Eddie Murray and Alan and Mark Belanger and Rich Sauer out there. You know, it was a cast of characters. The only person I knew over there in that dugout was Freddie Gonzalez as the bench coach, for crying out loud.
Well, I didn't even realize that.
It was interesting. Rio Ruiz was their first baseman cleanup hitter. That was the only name I recognized.
That's it, man. I'm telling you. The little shortstop was like 5'7", looked like Trey Young, and made a really good play at short, but I had never heard of him. And, I did not know those players very much. They were not very good. But anyway,
Lineup though? Was that most of their guys? The Orioles?
I don't know. The only other guy I know is Mancini for the Orioles.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he played yesterday. I don't remember him being out there. But you know, they're just rebuilding and going through it.
Yeah.
Not very good at all. You know. But I thought Newcomb looked good. I've watched Felix back in the backfield, David, and I tell you, he walked past me, and I didn't realize it was him. He was in such good shape. I'd never seen him in person before, and I'm like, oh wow, that's Felix, and he's in really good shape. He is. He's slimmed down. I mean, just from watching him on television and seeing him kind of plump over the years, he looked like he was in great shape this year, and so I'm anxious to see him pitch again today. And I guess he'll go a couple more innings and see how he does. But, yeah, so far the pitching's been pretty good. Max had a little bit of a strange appearance the other day, but, I mean, I don't think they're too worried about him at all. I think they're just, at this point in time, it's about getting the innings in, getting your work done, and getting ready for the season.
Bill, another name I'm seeing tweets, I'm seeing highlights about, Shane Langeliers, the prospect catcher. I know we're a long way from seeing him at the major league level, but I think we are sort of on the precipice of seeing Pache and Waters at the big league level. Is Langeliers soon going to be that, like, hot, talked-about minor league player in the Braves system? Is he showing that to you?
If he hits, he will, I think so. There's no doubt he has the arm. He had a long home run the other day. I missed it. I was on the air, but he's shown off the arm. He's shown off the pop time. I interviewed him yesterday. It's not on the website yet, but it's coming up. But there's no doubt he's defensive minded. There's no doubt that he's got skills behind the plate. The arm is very strong, and it's just going to be about the bat. How far does the bat come along? I was talking to him off there, and I said, you know, it's kind of a shame when a when a defensive-minded player, whether it's a shortstop or a catcher, are kind of labeled a defensive-minded player because then they don't have any credit for their offense. And we'll see what he does offensively, and because that'll probably dictate how quick he is. Pache, I want to tell you something. Pache and Waters. You know, I know I've said at times, man, I kind of wish Arenado was on this team or Chris Bryant. They do not need to trade Drew Waters and Christian Pache. I tell you, and I've said this before, the thought and possibility of having Ron Acuña Jr., Drew Waters, and Christian Pache in the same outfield is just so tempting. And, man, that's what I want to happen because those kids, Pache and Waters, are just so impressive. It's fun to watch them get ready for the big league.
Love it.
And actually, neither are in the lineup today, but that doesn't mean they won't play. By the way, is Yonder Alonso going to make the team, or is he go to Gwinnett?
He's probably got a shot. I doubt it. I would be surprised. I mean, maybe an injury, but he could be a left-handed guy off the bench for that. But that, you know, extra player now, 26 man, David, I think it'll be a bat off the bench because they could only have 13 pitchers. So I wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't shock me if he got that role, but I think it may depend on what happens with Riley. You know, if Riley goes to AAA, he may have a little bit better shot. If Riley makes the team, then probably be tougher for him to make it.
Talking with Bill Shanks, who is with us down in spring training. Have a lot of people been talking about the Astros and all the hit-by-pitches, or has that been more of an outside thing of people talking about that? Because you're right in the middle of it all, but has there been any conversation about all that?
Not much. I mean, I'm not, you know, that's not my goal to ask people about it, so I don't worry about it. I mean, I'm sure, you know, in the first week they were probably asked about a little bit down here, some of the older players and so forth. Obviously, Markakis made a stink and everything, but I think it's quieted down a little bit with the games getting underway, which is good to you know, start focusing on baseball. And, you know, each individual team, sure, they're going to have their thoughts about it, but there's so much work to do down here for this time. You just got to kind of focus on your own, kind of stay in your own lane and go from there, you know, now that it's time to play ball. So thankfully it's quieted down.
Yeah. Just funny seeing all that stuff that they're dealing with every single – and the fans just yelling at them the whole time.
It's not going to slow down.
It's going to go on for 7 months. No, yeah. It's going to – there's no stopping it. It's going to be a miserable year. I mean, there was some comment that I think Manfred made about how their punishment is going to be worse from what they get from the public than anything I could give them. And I'm not letting him off the hook, but he may be right. You know, because they're going to go through it all year long.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. Hey, Bill, you were down at Northport at the very tail end of last spring training. They had that sort of first game down there. But now that you've spent several days or almost a week down there, what are your thoughts on this new facility? I'm seeing a lot of glowing reviews. And what kind of benefits does this give this organization?
Well, there's just so much space. I don't think until I got here on Sunday or Monday rather, and you know, walked around and saw the space involved, it was easier then for me to compare it to what it was like to see this compared to Disney. Mm-hmm. I mean, Disney was nice 20 years ago, but it's just it changed. They didn't really increase the area, and it was just kind of limited, and plus you were just sharing it with every cheerleading competition and lacrosse competition, everything that you could think of, and this is their space. I mean, this is all about the Atlanta Braves, and they've got two major league fields in the back that are really nice. They've got batting cages obviously close to the locker room clubhouse. It's really nice. They've got the pitcher's mounds. They're actually building more pitcher's mounds close to the clubhouse. They've got four minor league fields in the back that are specifically minor league fields. So, no, the clubhouse is amazing. The space is just, you know, you want a comfort level because you are getting ready for a season. You are preparing, and you want to just have it as nice as you can. And from a fan experience, I mean, I walked around the other day and sat in several areas of the stadium. It's great seats. It's absolutely great seats. A lot of stand-up room, which I like. I kind of like to stand up and walk around and stop at different areas when I when I'm out of the press box. And no, it's really nice. Now, there's been some complaints about fan access to the big to the back fields, and they supposedly are going to change that March 1st, coming up on what, Sunday or whatever. So we'll see how much better that is. I think they kind of forgot about the ability to have fans go back to the backfields and watch the players train, because that's part of what spring training is all about, like it or not. So we'll see if they do make changes on that in a couple of days.
All right, Bill. It's so when are you coming back?
I'll be back Sunday, and then I'll come back in a couple of weeks for a few more days in mid-March and kind of wrap it up. I like to kind of make two trips, one a little early, and then one is they're kind of getting a little bit more serious, so I'll be here the week before they get out of here.
Yeah, I hear you. And then they start the season on a West Coast swing, which is just interesting.
Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah, man.
Madison Bumgarner. You know he'll be pitching against them, and
no, you
I'm
mean,
taking Arizona in that game.
No, you mean professional bull rider.
That's right.
What was his name? I've already forgotten.
Mason Saunders.
Mason Saunders.
Oh, my. That's just great, man. I tell you, I'm just a fan of that guy, obviously. I just think he's funny. I think he's a tough. He's just someone that, you know, you can just go and say, okay, we're going to have a beer and talk some crap with that guy, because he's going to. You know, and then he'll take you to say, hey, let's go over here because I'm going to ride this damn bull. You know, it's just, he's a piece of work. But, yeah, that'll be the first game on the 26th. And 4 weeks from tonight, we got to stay up late for it. It's the late night game, but it should be fun. And I'll tell you, they're looking good. I'm feeling good about them. The games, who cares? It doesn't matter. But you can see this team kind of slowly coming together. And it's going to be an interesting year for this team. I'm kind of a Kool-Aid drinker sometimes. I mean, heck, I used to go to that one practice on the first day of practice for UGA, and I'd always call back Russ in the show and say Georgia's going to win the national championship.
Yeah, baby.
I think I did that 7 years in a row. But I feel good about this team. They do look good, and it's going to be a competitive, tough division. We know that, but there's a lot of talent here. A lot of talent. And you know what? I think we saw. We saw Kyle Wright do well the other day, David, which was good. We needed to see that, I think, with him kind of needing to have a very good breakthrough year. We saw him. He looked really good. We saw Patrick Weigel do well yesterday. He looked good. I saw Philip Pfeiffer, former Vanderbilt guy, do well. Just interviewed him a little while ago. So the pitching's definitely there. It's just, you know, who else? Well, I think they had 32 pitchers pitch last year in the big leagues for this team. So, that's why I like to talk to these younger pitchers, because we're going to see them later on. You know, Ian Anderson, I watched him throw a bullpen. He looked really good, and you know, he feels like this is his year. So it's just, there are a lot of things kind of coming together at the right time for this team, I feel.
Hey, Tukey threw a couple of scoreless innings. Where does he fit in?
You know, he looked good. He looked really good. Throwing mid-90s, 94, 95 a couple of times yesterday, I saw, because I was at that game yesterday in Sarasota, and it was a good performance. I there's a spot or two available in that bullpen, and he's got a shot at it. I don't know why, if he were to have a really good spring, they wouldn't give him serious consideration for that job. So, yeah, he's got a shot, no doubt.
Is King Felix going to be that fifth starter?
I think to start the season, he'd have to really, really do horribly bad, I think, to not be that fifth starter. I think he's, you know, Hamels, who I haven't seen, he's supposedly here, but I think for the first month of the season, they've got to have somebody else. And boy, what great scenario that would be if King Felix did well and Newcomb did well and everybody was doing great, and then all of a sudden they have Cole Hamels come back. I don't know what they would do, but. But I think to start the season, Newcomb 4, Felix 5, and then we'll see when Hamels gets back what happens after that.
Good stuff, Bill. Hey, man, we appreciate you every Thursday. Thanks so much, and enjoy the rest of your time down there, and safe travels back to Macon.
Thank you very much. And, Logan, you make sure that you go and watch Reverend Ed on WKRP, because Andy took his show off, and you know what? The Reverend Ed will get you big time. He's looking for the devil out there.
I'm on it, Bill.
Old Reverend Ed.
Love it.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Got some homework for me.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
For sure.
Sometimes you get homework that you're like, man, I'm not doing that. Then you get homework from Bill Shanks, and it involves a sitcom in the 70s, and I'm all about it.
And it, a good sitcom, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing, too. So, yeah, Bill Shanks. Don't forget BraveCentral.com and TheSuperStations.com and WKRP in Cincinnati. It's what happens when you have a format change. You go to rock and roll.
We should just start signing off as WKRP yeah. Radio in
Dr.
Cincinnati.
Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap. And then you had the great salesman Herb Tarlick.
You know what's funny? The small clip I did watch on YouTube of WKRP Radio,
mm-hmm.
they have the soundboard or the prod board that we just got rid of. About 3 months ago, we got rid of an old dinosaur. And now we got this new spaceship in here, which I love.
Yeah.
But there was something cool about that old rotary knob, man.
Oh, my gosh.
That was good stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy that we have actually joined the modern world here.
We have left WKRP
Although,
Radio.
I'll tell you what, that old board worked good, too.
It hung in there, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
A lot of good calls, a lot of good moments were brought through that board over the years.
Old Bessie did a lot of good things over the days.
Where is Bessie?
In years. I don't know. She's probably still, I think she's in the...
So they didn't just throw her in the dumpster behind the building?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm sure there's like a nostalgic radio person that would want that.
No, in fact, you hold on to those things mm-hmm. because you know, in an emergency or something, you might have to use it. You know, if something happened.
Dave, if something happened and they said, hey, Logan, go hook up old Bessie here.
Yeah.
I've watched Rick and the boys put these in. This is,
oh, man.
This is so much.
High tech.
What's underneath the desk we're on is just mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
How many wires and connections are in a radio station. It's unreal.
And again, this is a radio station. Think about a TV station.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I'm impressed. That's why I don't make Rick money.
Exactly. All right, let's take a break. It's 9:28.